What is the first thing you do every day? This is Father Jonathan Meyer. We're in the midst of the second week of 33 Days to Eucharistic Glory. It's day 9, and we are, of course, in a week where we're journeying with the saints. How do you begin every single day? I read an article one day that the way that we spend our last 30 to 40 minutes of the day and the way that we begin this first 30, 40 minutes of each day determines actually what happens throughout our whole entire day. What are the first things you do when you wake up? What do you do when your alarm clock goes off? Do you use the snooze? What type of alarm clock do you go off to? Do you wake up listening to music or to news that has an influence on your day? Do you check your email right away? Do you check your social media feeds? Or do you spend your first few moments of your day in silence, in prayer? Do you exercise every morning? What do the first few moments of your day look like? The saint that we are presented with today is none other than Saint John Paul II. I actually have a second class relic here of Saint John Paul II. Right down here, this is a little reliquary, but right down here is a chasuble, the lining of a chasuble that Saint John Paul II wore. So right there. And I explained yesterday, but we as Catholics have three types of relics. First class relics are a part of a saint's either bone, blood, or hair. Second class relics, which is what this would be, is something that the saint themselves used, a rosary or a crucifix. This here would be a chasuble, which is actually a vestment that he wore, the part of the cloak that the priest wears during the celebration of Holy Mass. And a third class relic is when we touch something to a first class relic. I was very, very blessed. I did my studies for the priesthood in the city of Rome, and I was there between 1999 and 2003, and St. John Paul II was the Pope at the time, and there was an ability to have a private Mass with the Pope. Pope John Paul II was an extrovert. Pope John Paul II loved to welcome people into his life and into very intimate moments of his life. St. John Paul II began every single morning the exact same way. He would wake up and he would go immediately to the chapel where he would spend an hour in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And then he would celebrate daily Mass. The last 10 minutes of that hour of Eucharistic adoration was interrupted by people from all around the world that would be invited to come to that daily Mass. I had the opportunity 5 times to go to that private chapel, and we would be ushered in after going through security and making our way into the papal palace. We would be instructed to walk into the chapel silently to take our seats. And you would walk into a room and you would witness a man deeply set in prayer. He'd be kneeling at his kneeler, and he was like a rock. He was motionless. And I always believed, with him being in the role of St. Peter, that the weight of the world was on his shoulders. The prayers of the world were on his shoulders. He was the bridge builder. He is Pontifex. He is Peter. In the midst of his life, in the midst of all the decisions and all the struggles, he began every single morning in an hour of silent prayer. Then his secretary would come out and would put vestments on him. He would stand up and he would celebrate Mass. And then he would come out individually and greet every single one of us, shake our hands, give us a rosary. I remember watching him suffer. For those of you who are alive at the time of St. John Paul II, we watched an unbelievably strong and healthy man literally just get sick and deteriorate before our eyes. Stricken by Parkinson's and other health ailments, having a bullet that actually went into his chest. At the end of his life, you saw a man who is suffering. And yet he wasn't afraid to share that suffering with the world. He knew that other people who were sick, other people who were suffering needed inspiration and hope. And he was willing to suffer for the public to see. And yet I'll never forget that he began every single day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. He began every day consecrated to Jesus. How do you begin your mornings? I want to encourage you to begin your mornings unplugged. I want to encourage you to begin the first moments of your day in silence. Make a spiritual communion every morning. If you have the ability to stop by a church on the way to work, or if you have the ability to get to daily mass, thanks be to God. I realize it's not possible for everybody. I realize I don't want to put a sense of guilt or shame on you or whatever that situation might be, but begin your day with Jesus. We're consecrating ourselves to Jesus. We're giving ourselves freely to Jesus. And St. John Paul II, I'm just going to tell you, like, that's how he began his life. And I believe that's how he changed the world. He changed the world because he began every day with the Lord. And in doing so, brought so much light into the midst of darkness. You and me, we both believe the world needs a game changer. My life needs a game changer. My life changed when I began spending my moments, the first moments of my day, in silent prayer. I'm, of course, blessed to have, like John Paul II, a chapel in my house. I realize it's not possible for you. We can spend the first few days giving ourselves to Jesus. Let's pray for that grace today by consecrating ourselves to Jesus to reach Eucharistic glory by choosing to consecrate our first few moments to him. Amen.
Hi, I'm Matthew Kelly, and I hope you are enjoying the spiritual pilgrimage. The response to 33 days to Eucharistic glory has been amazing. As a result, we've decided to host a very special retreat in Fatima this October to consecrate America and the world to the Eucharist. I would like to personally invite you to join us in Fatima this October for this extraordinary event. Visit Fatima2024.com to learn more.